This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The number of West Virginians who have died of opioid-related drug overdoses has climbed drastically every year for the past 5 years. West Virginia lawmakers say getting a handle on the state's opioid epidemic is one of their top legislative priorities. On last night's episode of the Legislature Today, host Andrea Lanham discussed the Opioid Reduction Act of 2018 with House Health Committee Chairman Delegate Joe Ellington and Senator Ron Stallings, member of the Senate Health and Human Resources Committee. Here's part of that discussion, recorded live at the Capitol.
So let's talk about that legislation. You've been working on the Opioid Reduction Act over interims. There are several components to that, so let's break that down. What does this bill do, Chairman Ellington?
Well, the first part is we're trying to limit the amount of narcotics that are out in the public. So when people come in with acute pain, we're trying to identify if they need to be on an opiate or some other modality. And for people with chronic problems, we still have to treat these problems. People are going to have that. So we don't want the pendulum to swing the opposite way where we can't take care of our patients. So I think we're trying to do a better thing with trying to educate our providers and also educate the patients so they know what other alternatives are out there. So the first part is really cutting down on the amount of medications that are prescribed, the types that are prescribed, look at alternatives. And then for longer term type treatments, look at as far as some type of mechanism to follow that to make sure you're still continuing the right course.
And there's a pharmacy tracking part of this bill too, right?
Yeah, the prescription drug monitoring program really is a great tool in a toolbox for us. You can do everything from making sure that your patients are not doctor shopping, and we have to access that. We have to do it if we're prescribing medicine. Before you start a medication, and then ever so often after that. We want to limit the number of pills that someone gets in an emergency room setting or urgent care setting or post-op setting to, 3 days or 7 days, something like that, because we know that some people can get addicted after a few days of therapy. We're going to be using this prescription drug monitoring program in a better way. They're going to improve it so that it's real time. That's always been an issue. And then try to coordinate that with across state boundaries as well, because what's going on in Kentucky or Ohio may not be able to access that in West Virginia. But I share the concern that when you push in the envelope or the balloon in one area, it comes out in another. And we are seeing that in a pretty dramatic fashion, I think, regarding the heroin and carfentanil and methamphetamine laced with carfentanil. And so, we are going after the low-hanging fruit, which is the supply end. And I really, it's going to take a lot more money and a lot more effort, a lot more policing, if you would, to go after that heroin. Because what the medical examiner office is finding is that people are dying of heroin, but they also happen to have, hydrocodone or Neurontin or gabapentin or Xanax in their system. So again, we can't stick our chests out too much saying, oh, we're doing all this great stuff when people are still overdosing on heroin or something. So it is a huge, complicated issue.
The other part I'd like to add too is with decreasing the amounts that are prescribed to patients, you don't have all those medications sitting in someone's drug cabinet, medicine cabinet. That way other family members or other people that may have access to that don't get a hold of it. Because that's one of the things that when people prescribe large amounts for chronic pain, that's where things would go missing, and that's what gets out into the community. We also are trying to tie in from the Board of Pharmacy as far as the database, being able to flag different practices that some physicians that may be outliers prescribing too many things or patients that are doctor shopping. It alerts the medical board so that they can at least look at those things and make sure that things are legitimate.
Now, can we look around the country and identify something somewhere that's really making a difference anywhere in the country, just anything that's working? I'll start with you, Senator.
Well, I think we're at the cutting edge. I think we've really realized we've had a problem for a long time, and we're really, being looked at by other countries. But I think limiting those first-time prescriptions to either 3 days or 7 days is something that we're not number one in, we're probably going to be about number six in. But in West Virginia, you know, our economy is not diversified, and it's, you know, it's a challenge. And so I think if we can improve our economy, that we can also deal with this drug issue as well.
And I would agree, as our economy picks up opportunities for people, then that gives them the opportunity to at least be not only responsible, but to be very productive. And I think when you have people that are, if they're unemployed, they don't have anything to look forward to, times are down on them, people turn to other alternatives. And pain is exacerbated, medications and other things. We see that with alcohol, we see that with other drugs. And so as that changes, we may see that improve. But to go back to your point about other parts of the country, we do try to learn from best practices from other areas that people have studied. Behavioral health is one of the things. We've tried to look at our insurance coverage for that to help get people into primary care. That way it helps prevent them getting into having other problems. We've looked at the neonatal abstinence centers across the country, and we've initiated that here in this state too to help prevent neonatal abstinence problems and well babies, well moms. Good parenting. So all of those things we're trying to look at is from the prevention standpoint and also from the treatment standpoint.
That was the Legislature Today host Andrea Lanham speaking with House Health Committee Chairman Delegate Joe Ellington and Senator Ron Stallings, member of the Senate Health Committee. You can catch the Legislature Today weeknights on West Virginia Public Broadcasting or anytime online at wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Liz McCormick. I'm Teresa Wills.